First of all, I just want to start by saying, I thank the Lord, you know, for putting me in the right organization, like the Minnesota Vikings and Rick Spielman for believing in me. And, you know, I'm going to come in and, you know, help this organization win more football games.
Did you speak to, I guess Rick Spielman said you guys spoke 45 minutes earlier today. How did that conversation kind of go? And did you kind of have a feeling maybe you would end up with the Vikings after that or something?
We definitely had like a 45-minute conversation this morning on the phone. And, you know, we chopped it up by everything. You know, he got to know me more as a person. And, you know, got a good feel from me. And, you know, the conversation went well. And, you know, I was just confident about it.
What were you most eager to tell him about yourself?
You know, I was more eager for him, you know, just to get to know the person, and that's Dalvin Cook. And for him, you know, just to know, you know, if he drafted me to the Minnesota Vikings, he was getting the guy that was going to represent the organization the right way, and, you know, going to go to war for his teammates every game, and, you know, help him win football games.
Were you surprised with your talent, how far you fell?
No, you got to accept things as a man. And, you know, I just was waiting my turn and just was waiting. And that was it, you know, just waiting for my name to get called. And I got called to a great organization like Minnesota.
How did you try to convince either Minnesota or any club that you were worth maybe taking a risk on?
No, you just be willing and open about everything. And you know, you just got to, you know, be truthful and just tell them, you know, you're willing to come in and show them, and, you know, and prove to them, you know, they're getting the right guy when they pick me. So you still got to be open about everything and let them get a good feel for you.
Why did you have some of those transgressions? And Spielman said you've kind of maybe woken up and realized the seriousness of them and playing football moving forward.
You can repeat that, please.
Yeah, why did you have some of those transgressions earlier in your life? And Rick Spielman said that maybe you're taking football now more seriously, that you kind of have woken up in recent years.
Yeah, this is my life. You know, I love football. This is my job now. And I love the game. And, you know, I just love everything it represents. And, you know, just moving forward, you know, I just feel like, you know, I learned from everything. And, you know, I'm just willing to come in and, you know, be surrounded by great people and learn from great people and, you know, just do great things.
How important is it to you knowing people up here like Xavier Rhodes and Teddy Bridgewater?
I'm sorry, you went out. You can repeat it again.
How important is it to you to have people up here that you know like Xavier Rhodes and Teddy Bridgewater?
It's very important because, you know, first, you know, they're great people. They're great people to be around. They're great people to learn from. They represent, you know, the Vikings in the right way. And, you know, everybody, you know, Zay and Teddy is good people. So it's good to be around those guys and to learn from those guys and just learn how to be a pro.
Dalvin, they have Latavius Murray here. They also have Jerick McKinnon, another speedy guy. Where do you see yourself fitting in with this organization day one?
Oh, great running back group, man. You know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to work my tail off and, you know, and just help provide to a great backfield, which we're going to have. And, you know, just come in and be a contributor. You know, wherever I, you know, fit in that, you know, I'm going to take my role and, you know, and I'm a representative 100%.
Dalvin, in what ways do you think you've helped your offensive line over the years in your career?
You went out. You go pretty big.
In what ways do you think you've helped your offensive line in your career? You know, you're setting up blocks, just different ways that maybe you've helped an offensive line be better.
I just think, you know, my vision and, you know, and putting my old lineman in the place to make that block. And just, you know, just making guys miss when they're unblocked and making my old lineman right. And, you know, I think that's what a good running back's supposed to do. And, you know, I just think that's what I did at Florida State.
Dalvin, you probably grew up watching Adrian Peterson. How surreal is it that now you're going to a team where you're basically Adrian's replacement?
You keep going. I can't hear you.
You probably grew up watching Adrian Peterson. How surreal is it that you're now essentially his replacement in Minnesota?
You know, growing up watching Adrian Peterson, one of the great running backs that I ever watched, man, it was something special. And, you know, to be going for a team that he played for, it still, you know, feel unreal, you know, because Adrian Peterson is a great back. And, you know, I'm going to just come in and work hard and try to be the best diver I could be.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.